This group of poems is called Autumn Walks to Work Through Schenley Park. Number one. Maples drench everything in lovely shades of red. Always above average, never stunning, shunning attention, they display what is left them, yield slowly and only to need. Today, while I am taking care of my affairs, I will remind myself, maples drench everything in lovely shades of red. Number two. The two elms on Flagstaff Hill, so lush, so sexual, just yesterday, went last night, that needling rain, in privacy, to pieces. Today, a shambles of yellow dulling down the lawn. I know just what it's like, those all at once on dressings in the cold, and the mornings after. I shuffle down the leaf-slick hill, hoping not to slip. Number three. Like a team of breaching whales locked in freeze frame at the top of a leap, three sycamores lean over the street waiting for stop action to start up again. A splash of sun-bleached umbers, a settled sea. Such colors as these, they say, emerge only as dominant green recedes. Spectacles of absence, brief celebrations before loss and tire. Number four. Ginkgos, licks of flame stilled. Cool tongues line the sidewalk. The rest of the trees on the block, coal black and alien, their remains gave up days ago. Ginkgos still heave back rain-soaked manes and menace. I walk by watching only out of the corner of my eye, wanting not to intrude on what soon they stand to lose. This is the last poem in the series. It's called Coda. I have lost just about everything I can think of, at least once in this town. One night, firestorms afloat on a foam of smoke smelting. By morning, nothing but empty shells of mills, tame as sheep asleep on their feet. Raucous autumn, I walk across broad yellow pools of dead leaves, my gait steady, geared, it seems, to a dream of my own making. A shutter clicks, fixing in black and white the empty frames of trees, the leaf-strewn hill, and me. Grateful the fallings are all over this fierce season, at the brink, glancing back, almost halfway home.